Would the Senate please come to order? Would the members please note their presence by voting?
Apparently this still needs...
Does it work or doesn't it work?
It does not work. Excuse me? I've been hitting the green.
Hit cancel and then hit green.
There it is, canceled now.
You just got to punch a little harder. Gentlemen, a little decorum. Would the secretary please take the roll?
Who's present this morning?
Thank you. Will the Senate please rise for prayer? Bishop Michael Kenny, Catholic Bishop.
Let us pray today for the youth of our state and our country. For God, Father of us all, and in a special way, protector and guardian of little ones, today we express our concerns and ask your blessings for those who are young. We pray for their health, physical and mental, that they might grow strong in mind and body. We pray for their spirits, that they may not be overcome by pessimism or frustrations, but filled with a hope that will move them to seek goodness and find happiness. Guide them in the many choices they have to make in their lives, be it in regard to the vocations they follow or the values that underlie their decisions. Guide them from danger, keep them from despair, protect them from evil, and give them patience. And bless this Senate in all that it enacts on behalf of the young, their education, their protection, their correction. May we who are adults remember the influence our words and the greater influence our example have in shaping the minds and hearts of our children. We pray to you today. Amen.
Will the secretary please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the second legislative day and Senate and House Supplement Number 2.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the journal for the second legislative day and Senate House Supplement Number 2 be approved and certified.
There are no objections, so ordered. This brings us down to introduction of guests. Does any member have a guest to introduce? Messages from the governor?
We have no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the other house?
We have no messages from the House.
Communication?
Communication of January 14, 1980. Dear President Tillian, this report is submitted in accordance with AS 1408161A3. It contains a list of the FY81 capital improvement requests from the regional educational attendance areas. The report lists the requests of each REAA, indicating the project title, district priority, and the amount of funds requested in thousands. These REAA requests were used in compilation of the Department of Education's FY81 capital improvement requests. Sincerely, Marshall L. Lind, Commissioner. There is a report of the Financial and Alaska Impact Plan, a report to the second session of the 11th Legislature by the Alaska Gas Pipeline Financing Authority, January 14, 1980, in compliance with statutes. There is a report received January 16, 1980 and distributed to all members. Report of the Blue Ribbon Commission on the State Personnel Act to 11th Alaska State Legislature, second session, Senator Bill Ray, Chairman, January 9, 1980. This has been distributed. Those are the communications this morning.
Are there any reports of standing committees?
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 313, exempting property of air and motor freight carriers regulated by the Alaska Transportation Commission from the oil and gas exploration, production, and pipeline transportation property tax and providing for an effective date, and reports it back as follows. Senator Sackett Chairman, and Senators Sumner, Bennett, and Holman signed do pass. Senators Dankworth, Hackney, and Ray signed no recommendation. There is no further referral of Senate Bill 313.
Rules. Senator Ray. Senate, please come back, daughter. Madam Secretary.
Senate Bill 313 was a due pass with an attached amendment. That is the only committee report this morning.
Any reports of special committees?
We have no special committee reports.
That brings us to the introduction of resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 41 by Senator Coletta, adopting a state policy for economic development.
State Affairs.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 42 by Senators Hackney and Ziegler, urging the governor to support Nevada's legal challenge to federal control of public land in that state.
State Affairs, Finance.
Those are the resolutions this morning.
Brings us down to consideration. Error introduction. Stand at ease, please. Secretary, on that Senate Concur Resolution 42, make it Resources and Finance.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 41 was by Senators Coletta and Hackney. Those are the resolutions this morning.
Brings down to introduction of bills.
Senate Bill Number 330 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council was held on my desk yesterday.
Which one's this?
Senate Bill 330.
Mr. President, perhaps this would be more appropriate under unfinished business, but at this time, on behalf of the Committee on Services to the Elderly, I would move and ask unanimous consent that that bill be withdrawn, and also request that Senate Bill 329 and 331 be withdrawn. The committee did not approve those bills for introduction. They are worthwhile ideas, but because they did not receive the support of the committee, I thought that perhaps that would best be done by individual legislators. I would request that they be withdrawn.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the bills are withdrawn.
Senate Bill Number 333 by Senator Curtula, an act relating to the Agricultural Revolving Loan Fund and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 334 by Senator Ziegler and Hackney, an act relating to the acquisition of land by the United States and providing for an effective date.
Resources.
Senate Bill Number 335 by Senator Sumner by request, an act relating to the lease of state land by nonprofit organizations and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 336 by Senator Sumner by request, an act making the records of motor vehicle registration confidential.
Commerce, Judiciary.
Those are the bills this morning.
That brings us down to unfinished business. Are there any unfinished business? Senator Coletta?
Move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 22 amended Senate be pulled from the calendar of May 5, 1979 and returned to the Rules Committee. It's an act relating to compensation or confirmation of executive officers.
Hear no objection, so ordered.
Senator
Ray.
With your indulgence, I'd like to, because I believe it is unfinished business, and that is the procedure by which we approve or deny the payment of collective bargaining processes. And I would, under unfinished business, I would make a recommendation to the body that under the report from the Blue Ribbon Commission that you pay particular attention to the summary of recommendations in the, I think it's on the third page, and a special attention to the recommendation number 4, which deals with the legislature's role in the collective bargaining process and is a possibility or a recommendation on how we should handle collective bargaining or any of the things that we do concerned with the appropriation of the money, the negotiation of the agreements, et cetera. And the Blue Ribbon Commission did not make any bill. We did not put together a bill, so I would recommend that somebody, some chairman, possibly State Affairs chairman, would look at that in a deep consideration and possibly promulgate a new bill or a series of bills dealing with the collective bargaining process and the legislature's role therein.
Thank you, Senator Ray. We'll take a look at it. Is there anything further under unfinished business? Special orders? Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate tomorrow. I will attend a Chugach Electric Board of Directors meeting this evening, and I may not get back before the session convenes.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, Senator's excused. Senator Curtula?
Special orders. It's a request of the body. I know we usually do it after the fact, but Willie Foster, a member of this group, left us in the interim, and I'm having drafted with Senator Ferguson a piece of legislation, a memorial. If I would assume that no one would object to including all members of the Senate as the people that would introduce that legislation. Be before you all before it comes in.
Senator Foster served with me quite some time, and I, in the hearing no objection, I would suggest it be by all members of the body. Are there any other special orders? Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Sturgeolowski.
Friday, there'll be a joint House and Senate CRA meeting in the House, Committee Room 112, and we will be bringing to the committee the work of the interim joint local government study at 8:30.
Finance tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Any further committee meetings? Senator Coletta?
General announcement. Mr. President, there will be an organ concert in the State Office Building on the 8th floor plaza tomorrow afternoon in honor of the legislature. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Objection. The Senate stands in adjournment.